Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a New Day radio show where the dialogue is authentic, host is passionate, and we help you to become empowered, inspired, resilient, and transformed. Yes, our focus is to change our world by transforming one business and one life at a time. Now, here is your host, author, columnist, reinvention coach, entrepreneur, teacher, and speaker, Dr. Daphne Clark Hudson.
Well, good morning, and I am
some friends you gain, some you lose. In the back of your mind, you're looking for love, but found the blues. That's why I've come from far away, to take away the blues. And I've come to say, I wanna be more than just somebody. I wanna be more than just a friend. I want to be more than someone special, 'cause special friends sometimes they won't understand.
Well, good morning. I am so excited to be back on the air. Yes, I went missing in action a few weeks ago. I just took some well-deserving time off to relax, reflect, and recoup and do some restructuring too. So I am so excited to be back on the air. I took time off from the TV show. I took time off from the radio show. And I was just attending to Daphne. So thank you all for loving me enough to allow me to do that. And I look forward to your warm welcome and embrace and virtual embraces to welcome me back this morning on the air. I have no guest this morning. However, I am going to share with you some of the decisions that I made during my time off. So here we go. As I mentioned that I took some time off to reflect and to recoup. You know that a few months ago I had surgery and all of that. And I was just like pushing myself, and I was burning the candle in the middle and at both ends. And I had to take a deep breath and just take some time off and just look at what I'm doing, how I'm doing it, what I can do better. And all that good stuff. So I'm pleased to report to you that I'm doing some kind of restructuring with the radio show. And here is what I'm offering you. If you are a business owner, I will be offering you opportunities where you can promote your businesses on the show. We are making time slots available for your advertisement and your promotion. I will even offer you times when you can come on as a guest and to promote your business yourself. If you do not want to do the promotion yourself, we are in the position, we have contracted a voiceover professional who will be able to produce your voiceover that we will use in your promotions. We also have a few sponsorship opportunities for companies who are interested in being a sponsor. As a sponsor, it gives you the visibility to our close to 100,000 listeners. And especially if you are someone that does business globally, you will want to jump on the bandwagon to be a sponsor. If you are interested in advertising position or also to be a sponsor, I invite you to send an email to dynamicdaphne12@att.net. dynamicdaphne12@att.net. Again, dynamicdaphne, the numeral 1, the numeral 2, @att.net. That's where you'll send your information to me, or your proposal, or you can get additional information about sponsorship and advertising for your business. We also have some partnership opportunities, and you're probably asking, how is partnership different from sponsorship? Well, when you inquire, you'll get all the detailed information. And we are open to partner on projects that is a right match for us, our vision, our purpose, and our calling. So if you have a project that you think is a match for us, I invite you to send your proposal to us. Again, dynamicdaphne, the numeral 1, the numeral 2, @att.net. We are also, and everything goes to that same email, dynamicdaphne12@att.net. We are also accepting applications for people who are interested in being a co-host on this radio show. If you like what we do here, you like our format, you think you can add value to this platform, I encourage you to send your application in to be a co-host. It does not matter what country you live in, because we are on the Global Blog Talk Radio Network. And it doesn't matter where you are, I do require that you speak English fluently. If you speak other languages, that is fine. However, I need you to be fluent in English. So let me hear from you. Get your applications coming in and let us see who is selected to be the co-host alongside the Dynamic One. So those are the few announcements. And as I say, I'm so excited and I am glad to be back on the air. I also want to extend an invitation to you to join me daily on gratitudelog.com, gratitudelog.com/DynamicDaphne. I've become part of a community that we express our gratitude daily by logging on the internet. So check it out, http://www.gratitudelog.com/DynamicDaphne. Yes, so I have no guests today. And as I mentioned that I took some time off to recruit, reflect, relax, and restructure. And I am sure that there are many entrepreneurs out there who has that feeling of doing the same. So I'm going to be sharing some pointers about joint venture consulting, because I tell you something, we cannot do what we do alone. We must partner with others. So I will be sharing some guidelines that you need to hold in your mind as you go out there to partner with others. However, before I do that, one of the books that I am reading is Joel Osteen, It's Your Time. Activate your faith, achieve your dreams, and increase your God's favor. And there's one chapter, as a matter of fact, chapter 4. The title of chapter 4 is New Seasons of Increase. And I think this is fitting for me to read verbatim and share with you this morning before I share the other information about joint venture and partnership and licensing and all of that good stuff. I think this is fitting for all of us that are entrepreneurs. So here I go. Tyler grew up poor in New Orleans. In a household, he's described as scared by abuse. So he ran away to Atlanta, where he lived homeless on the streets. It was a hard life. He has called his first 28 years unhappy and miserable. I'm glad to say Tyler found his new season of increase. Still, it is easy to get stuck in the rut like Tyler did. You don't expect anything. You don't grow. You don't press forward. And that's when negative thoughts come telling us that we have reached our limits and that we will never accomplish our goals. It's all downhill from there. Don't ever believe those lies. God is a God of increase, not decrease. He never wants us to go backward, only forward. It is true that Job said, the Lord gives and the Lord takes away. Still, when it was all said and done, Job held on to his faith and ended up with twice what he had before. God restored back to him double. And sure, there are seasons where we are not seeing a lot of growth, seasons where we have to dig our heels in and fight the good fight of faith. But I can sense in my spirit that we are entering a new season of increase, new seasons of favor. It's time to believe. You have to believe, as Tyler does now, that no matter what's come against you, no matter how unfair it was, things are shifting in your favor. Tyler said the one thing that always keeps him grounded was his faith. Every setback is simply a set up for a comeback. God not only wants to bring you out, He also wants to bring you better off than you were before. For Tyler, the season began turning when he started keeping a journal. He wrote about his feelings and his frustrations. He wrote about his experiences. But he was afraid that someone might read his journal. So Tyler made up characters in his journal. That way, no one would know the story were about him. Tyler's characters and stories launched his career as a writer and a producer of plays, movies, and books. He now lives in a beautiful home on 20 and 12 acres outside Atlanta. His new home reflects the new seasons in his life, and so does his attitude about his success. I am a believer, and I know, had I not been a person of faith, I couldn't be here in this place, and I wouldn't be walking the path that I am on now, he told an interviewer. Tyler Perry believes that as low as a person can go, it is possible for the same person to go just as high, and even higher still. You may come from a history of abuse. Your relationship might have gone bad. Money might be scarce. Even so, you too have new seasons of increase coming. God said he would make your enemies your footstools. I interpret that to mean that God will use the obstacles in your path, the stumbling blocks that would hold you back, as stepping stones instead. He will use them to take you to higher level. It's as though somebody struck out his feet to trip you, but God caused you to step right on top of it. Instead of going down, you went up. You may be facing a sickness today. It was meant to harm you. It was meant to bring you down. But let me speak faith into you. That sickness will not defeat you. You have been armed with strength for every battle. The forces you are greater than the forces against you. I want to declare over you a new season in your health. The winds are shifting. Hard times may have held you down for a while, but they will not last forever. When all is said and done, you will not be decreased. You will be increased. You will step on top of these obstacles and use them as stepping stones. You will come out stronger, more determined, with a greater faith than you ever had before. Get a vision for it. Let these seeds take root. New seasons in your health, new seasons in your pocketbook, new seasons in your relationships. You still might have doubts. Oh, Joel, my business is so slow. The economy is really hurting me. No, God is not limited by the economy. God is not limited by our education or by our lack of it. God is not limited by the environment we are raised in. God is limited by our beliefs. I am asking you to believe that things are shifting in your favor. Psalms 102 verse 13 says, there was a set time for favor. That means there was a set time for people to receive increase. A set time, there would be blessings. It's the same way today. God has seasons in which supernatural doors will open, seasons in which you will accomplish things you never thought possible, seasons in which you will be great things begin to happen. I believe you have entered into one of those seasons, a set time for God's favor. Well, you say, Joel, I didn't believe that. You are just putting everybody's hopes up. Then it's not for you. This is for believers. This is for people who will rise up and say, you know what? That bears weakness in my spirit. This is my season. I will take hold of it. Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is on me to help the poor, to comfort the hurting, to announce the acceptable year of the Lord. One translation says, to declare the year of God's favor. In this passage, there had been years of famine, years of fighting, years of judgment, but God was saying, this is your season of favor. He announced it to people, just as I'm telling you, but do you know, not everyone took it. Some people thought, oh, I've been through too much. I'll never get well. I'll never get out of debt. I'll never accomplish my dreams. You know what happened? They missed their season of favor. Don't let that be you. You may feel like you have been rowing upstream. Life's been a constant struggle. All kinds of things coming against you. But God says things are about to shift in your favor. You are about to enter into an anointing of ease. You may have had disappointments in the past, but God will turn your life around and open new doors. And for the unfair things that have happened, people talking about you at work, trying to bring you down, don't get discouraged. This is your season of vindication. The scriptures say that the trap the enemy set for you, they will fall into themselves. You don't have to worry. You don't have to fight. Stay on the high road. This is your season of increase. Well, you say, Joel, when I look out into my future, I don't see any of this. I don't see how I could ever get well. Or you might say, I've had this addiction my whole life. I don't know how I could overcome it. The problem is, you are only looking in the natural. We serve a supernatural God. When I announce it's your season, deep inside, something resonates. deep down, something says, yes, this is for me. I know there are good things in store. That is your spirit person agreeing with God. But too often, we allow our minds, our natural reasoning to talk us out of it. We must learn to listen to what we are hearing down inside. You must sense it before it arrives. Sometimes, when we look out into our futures, we don't see anything good. We don't see how we could get out of debt. We don't see how our children could get back on the right track. In the natural, it looks impossible, but deep down, we can sense that somehow, some way, it will work out. Maybe business is slow, sales are down, but I can sense increases on the way. I can sense this is my season of favor. I can sense my best days are in front of me. On paper, it doesn't look possible, but I sense new seasons of increase, seasons of promotion. Supernatural opportunities are coming my way. You have to be perceptive and sense what is coming long before it arrives. Learn to walk by faith and not by sight. I love what Elijah did. There had been a drought in the land for 3.5 years. People were in desperate need of water. He went to King Ahab and said, Ahab, I hear the sound of abundance of rain. In fact, there wasn't a cloud in the sky when he said that. There wasn't rain in the distance. It wasn't thundering, but Elijah could sense what was coming long before it arrived. I can imagine Ahab looking at him and thinking, what's wrong with him? There's no rain. It's not thundering. The heat must be getting to him. Elijah didn't hear it physically. In the natural, he heard it down in his spirit, and he was bold enough to announce it. When you sense it's your season, you need to declare it. Words have creative power. You need to hear it, and so does the enemy. You may not feel well, but it's good to announce, help is coming my way. I will live and not die. People may look at you like Ahab looked at Elijah and think, what's wrong with you? You don't look well. You look sick. But they can't hear the sound. They can't sense what you are sensing. They just look at the natural. And don't be surprised if your mind tells you something like, you are just kidding yourself, you will never get well. Just answer back, yes, I will. I can hear it down in there. Negative voice may say you'll never be debt free, but you can respond, I can hear the sound of abundance. Doubts may tell you will never be married, but you can hear the sound of God's favor. Sure, I will. I may not be able to see it, but I can sense victory, promotion, divine connection, supernatural opportunities, they are coming my way. You may not see how the new season of increase could happen to you. That's because you are sensing the wrong thing. You are sensing doubt, failure, mediocrity. That will only draw in negative feelings. It's like you are inviting negative forces into your life. You need to listen to these new sounds. I can see over you an abundance of favor, an abundance of good breaks, an abundance of health, abundance of new finances, and abundance of victory. God is a God of abundance. He says today, this is your season. This is your set time for favor. Why don't you let that seed of hope take root in your heart? My father's sister Mary struggled with epilepsy. She have come convulsions and terrible headaches. It was crippling her life. At one point, an infection caused her to hallucinate. Her mind was not clear. She had been in the hospital for a long time. Then she went home and fell into a coma. She couldn't recognize people. She couldn't feed herself. She needed 24-hour care. My father was living in another city and traveled so much that he did not realize how sick Mary had become. One day, his mother, my grandmother, called and tell him Mary's condition. Daddy was scheduled to go out of town for a week or so, but the next morning, while he was praying, God spoke to him. Not out loud, but deep inside, my father recalled this very distinct phrase, the hour of Mary's deliverance has come. Notice there's a set time for favor, a set time for increase, even a set time for deliverance. After my father finished praying, he opened his Bible and flipped through it. He randomly pointed to a scripture, hoping that God would give him a sign. We are all done this before. It certainly doesn't always work. But this day he pointed to Luke 1:30. It says, "Fear not, Mary, for you have found favor with God." He knew God was saying, "This is Mary's season." That morning, my father drove 240 miles from Houston to Dallas. When he went to Mary's room, it was dark. The lights were off and the shades were pulled. Mary didn't even recognize him. Her hair was matted. Her eyes were glassy. A holy anger came over my father. He went to the window shades, opened them, and said, "God is light. Let light in this room." He looked at Mary and said sternly, "Don't tell me God did this to my sister." He began to pray and pray, and then he whispered, "Mary, I want you to get up out of this bed." She immediately sat up. She hadn't walked in months, but that moment she rose from the bed and walked around the bed. Her mind clear, she spoke to my father. That same day, she sat at dinner table and fed herself. That same day, she no longer needed medicine. She went away her 24-hour care. She sent away her 24-hour care. What happened? God shifted things in Mary's favor. He set time for deliverance. had come, my father asked Mary, why did you get up out of bed so quickly? She said, because I heard God tell me to get up. My father corrected her, no, Mary, I told you to get up. She was adamant, no, I heard God tell me to get up. No, Mary, my father insisted, I was standing over you. I said, Mary, get up. Mary would not back down. Listen here, John, she said, I heard the Creator in the universe. I heard Almighty God. He told me to get up out of the bed. And then I heard his voice. Every fiber of my being came alive. It was God's voice. When you stay in faith, God will cause you to hear what you need to hear. Later, Mary wrote in her book that even though her mind was unclear for months, even though she was going in and out of consciousness, deep down inside, she could sense something good was coming. She could sense that one day she would be totally free. One day she would live a normal, healthy life. If you listen way down inside, even in your dark hours, you will hear God whispering, something better is on the horizon, even when it looks impossible. You will hear that still small voice telling you, I can turn it around. I can do what men can't do. When everybody else is saying you're done, it's over, it never will be better, down in your spirit, God will be saying, I have a new beginning. I can resurrect those dead dreams. Your best days are still in front of you. Mary sensed that was what was coming long before it arrived. She heard the abundance of rain even when there was no cloud in the sky. She was walking by faith and not by sight. And I believe it's these little rays of hope, these little thoughts of faith that allow God to work in our lives. You don't have to have great faith. You don't have to understand all the theology and have all the answers, if you will. Just a little seed of God's hope takes root in your heart. Jesus said, if you have faith the size of a grain of mustard seed, that's one of the smallest seeds, but that's all God needs to work with. I received a letter a while back from a lady whose neck was broken in a car accident. She had several surgeries that she hoped would improve her condition, but it grew worse. She was in constant pain. Her husband stayed home months and months to take care of her. She felt bad. He'd been home that long. She finally talked him into going back to work. He reluctantly agreed. One day while she was home alone, she was feeling depressed. She was in such pain, she decided to end her life. She couldn't walk on her own, but she thought she could scoot out her chair. She planned on crawling to the gun cabinet where her husband had Big Hunter kept his firearms. But when she rose from the chair, she lost her balance and fell. She knocked over an end table and landed flat on her back. Unable to move, she knocked the remote control from the television onto the floor and the batteries came out. As that happened, the remote change channel on the television. Would you know it, the channel just happened to be one where I was ministering. Later, this lady would recall that she had lost her faith after many years of believing her health wouldn't return. At one point, she had that seed of hope, but that had been so long ago that she had been through so many setbacks, she felt like she had lost her faith. God never gives up on us. We may write him off, but he never writes us off. Even when this woman didn't think God was working, her time for deliverance was on its way. His set time for favor was coming. She was flat on her back, unable to move. Her first thought was, oh, great. I'm dying here, and now I have to listen to this TV preacher to add to my misery. But God works in mysterious ways. That day, I was talking about how God can turn your situation around and how he can turn your darkness hour into his hour and how nothing is too hard when we believe. Hearing my words, this lady began to feel peace that she never felt before. I couldn't move my body, couldn't open my eyes, but I could feel tears of joy coming down my cheeks, she recalled. Eventually, her husband came home and found her in a deep, deep sleep. After he woke her and checked her out, he made her comment, "It looks like you had an accident with the remote control." She smiled and said, "It was no accident." That day was a turning point. That day, she began to get better. A new hope filled her heart. My friend, God has your set time of deliverance. He has your time, your set time of for favor and your set time for increase. You may not have seen it in the past, but don't get discouraged. It's on its way. God's already lined up the right people, the right opportunity, the right breaks that you need. He has it all planned out. When those negative thoughts come telling you that it never will change, you never will be healthy, you never will get out of that mess, just do like Elijah and learn to announce your faith in a new season of increase. I can hear the sound of abundance. I can hear the sound of health. I can hear the sounds of restoration. I can hear the sound of promotion. I may not be able to see it, but that's okay. I can sense it down inside. I know my set time for favor is coming. I know My hour of deliverance is on its way. I may have a lot of turmoil, but bottom line is, I got a feeling everything is going to be all right. The Old Testament offers this story of Hezekiah. He had been very sick. He had something similar to what doctors now call shingles. They didn't have the medicine or antibiotics that we have today. His health was going downhill in a hurry. Hezekiah asked Isaiah, the prophet, to come in and tell him what was about to happen. Isaiah said, Hezekiah, there's the word of the Lord to you. Set your house in order. You will not live, you will die. That's not exactly the word Hezekiah was hoping for, but I love the fact that he didn't give up and accept defeat. He would have thought, God is God, and he said, I will die. I guess it's over for me. But no, the scripture says, he turned his face toward the wall, and he began to remind God of everything good he had done. He said, remember how I have walked before you faithfully and with wholehearted devotion and have done what is good in your eyes. Hezekiah pleaded his case. When you are in difficult times, it's good to remind God what you have done. God, I kept my family in church. God, I've gave an extra mile to help others. I've given, I've served, I've been faithful. In your own time of need, you should call in all of those seeds you have sown. If you have another family member, parent or grandparent who love God, just remind him, God, my mother was a praying woman. You know that lady honored you. God, you know my grandparents. They had hearts after you. What you are saying is, God, we have a history with you. That's why in the Old Testament, they prayed to God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. They are reminded, God, here is how we have honored you. Every time you come to church, every time you watch a service, you are storing up mercy for you and your family. You can look back and remind God, I went to church, I was busy, but God, I brought my family to church, spent the gas money, took them to honor you. It makes a difference when you put God first in your life. This is what Hezekiah was doing. He turned his face toward the wall and he asked God for his mercy. Before Isaiah left the temple, before he even left the building, God spoke to him again and said, I want you to go back to Hezekiah and tell him, I've changed my mind. I will not give him another year. I will not give him 5 years. I will not give him 10. You tell him I will add 15 years to his life. My family, God is increase and not decrease. With our faith, we can change God's mind. Think about it. One moment Hezekiah was death sentenced, not from a doctor, but from the Almighty God. Then 5 minutes later, things have shifted. God made an adjustment. Now, all of a sudden, Hezekiah has 15 more years of life. What happened? Hezekiah entered into new season, a season of increase. When did it happen? When did this set time of favor come? When he delivered, when he expected God's goodness. The scripture says, when he hear the good news, Hezekiah took off his grave clothes and he went on his praise, put on his praise clothes. He began to thank God that health was on its way. He thanked God for delivering him into a new season. And I'm sure people looked at him and said, Hezekiah, you are looking happy, but you don't look any different to us. You still look sick. You still look weak and pale. He likely said, I may not look any different. I may not feel any different, but I can sense it down in there. I have a promise from Almighty God, and I know the wind have shifted in my favor. I can imagine Hezekiah calling through the temple, singing that old song, I've got a feeling everything is going to be all right. People would wonder, why is he singing? Doesn't he know he's about to die? No, he has a different report. He knows God made an adjustment and the winds have changed direction. His set time for favor has come. Isn't it interesting that God could have added just a year? That would have been nice. God would have added 5. That would have been great, but as a God of abundance, he said, Hezekiah, I will give you 15 more years. I will do more than you can even ask or think. You may have hit hard times. You may have been through the fire and flood, but God said, favor is coming your way. He's making adjustment. Things are shifting. You may not see how it could happen in the natural. You may not be able to explain, but deep down inside, he said, deep down inside, the seed has taken root. Let me declare it over you. New seasons of increase, new seasons of health, new seasons of finances, new seasons in your relationship, new homes. God is saying, this is your set time for favor. You may have been rejected in the past, but you will accept it in the future. You may have been pushed down in days gone by, but you will be lifted up. God will make you your enemies, your footstool. You may have struggled in years, but you are about to enter into an anointing ease. Why? This is your season. The winds have changed direction. Do as Hezekiah did and shed your grave clothes. Get rid of that negative, defeated, not going to happen mentality and put on your attitude of faith, expectancy, praise, thanksgiving all through the day. Thank God that new seasons are on its way. Thank God that you set time for favor is here. Thank him that your honor, hour of deliverance has come. If you do this, you will see the wind of God's blessing and favor blow into your life in ways you have never seen before. Amazing. Yes, it is our time of season. And I tell you, this word is not only for you, my listeners, but this word is for me as well. I am expecting some amazing shift to take place in my life. Amazing things are getting ready to happen in my life, in the life of my son, in the life of my family members, in the life of my business associates and colleagues, and in the life of my friends. I tell you, as this time of abundance and as this change and this increase takes place, it's going to be running off of me. It's going to be running on everything that I touch, everyone that I speak with, everyone that comes into a hand reach of me. This abundance is going to be flowing off on them to everyone under the sound of my voice. Is going to be running off. So if you are listening to this broadcast, I want you to embrace yourself and get ready, because it's your time for the time of increase. I hope that word meant something for you. And right now, as we walk into our time of increase, we will be looking for partnerships or for people to do things with. And I want to give us some guidelines as we go into that. So before we go into the second hour of the show, I want to give you a word from our sponsors.
AMD Law Group is an international law practice committed to assisting you in realizing your strategic business goals. Led by Ms. Aurelia Mitchell Durant, Senior Managing Partner, AMD Law specializes in international business, international intellectual property, and general internet law. We also support organizations in resolving corporate compliance issues. Addressing the legal needs of technology firms and other businesses serving both domestic and international markets, we are uniquely positioned to assist both startups and long-established organizations. Although AMD seeks to proactively avoid litigation wherever possible, we are fully capable and ready to litigate on your behalf. AMD Law Group. Find us online at amdlawgroup.com or contact us at 347-699-4AMD. That's 347-699-4263. Let us help you pursue and protect your dreams.
All right, that was from our sponsor, AMD Law Group. Yes, for the next hour, I'm going to be sharing some information that was from a training I did a few years ago from an expert in this business and this arena here. And we are going to talk about some important points about licensing. I know that there are a lot of people now who are certifying and licensing coaches and doing all of that stuff. So grab your pens and papers, and I'm going to share some important points that you need to consider as you look to do licensing. Number one, if you are the licensor, granting the license to the licensee, you should try to get a minimum royalty guarantee put into your agreement. This means that if the licensee doesn't sell enough of your product to meet the minimum guarantee, you have the right to terminate the license. Number two, be careful about exclusive licenses versus non-exclusive deals. An exclusive deals mean the licensee has some sort of exclusive rights to sell the product to the exclusion of others. The opposite is, of course, a non-exclusive deal. Exclusive deals normally require more money or restrictions than non-exclusive deals. For example, an exclusive deal may cost more money up front, a higher royalty payment, a higher royalty guaranteed minimum, and higher minimum number of units that have to be sold, required units to be supplied by the licensor. Number three, private labeling can be a great way to get a product out there as your own. You can cut a private label deal where you get to put your company's name on the product as if you created it yourself. You can find lots of products where the owner would be more than happy to let you private label it if you wanted to. There are so many products out there that don't sell but could if marketed correctly. Since you are hopefully an expert marketer, it is relatively easy to not only get products to license, but get them on a private label basis. The advantage to you is that you get to sell a product that appears to be yours, building not only sales and income, but contributing to long-term value to a customer, but as well, people will begin to recognize you or your company as one they want to buy stuff from. Well, I want to welcome Soda Mix to the show. Thank you for joining. I am just sharing some insights, some important points about licensing. If you have any question, you are welcome to call in 646-915-8166, or if you just want to make a remark or a comment. So thank you for joining us this morning. So we will continue in a minute. Welcome to the show. All right. So number four, what about relicensing or resale rights? These deals are where the licensor licenses the product to the licensee and allows the licensee to relicense the product to others. This can be one time only or otherwise limited relicensing rights. Or it can be unlimited relicensing rights where the licensee can license the product to as many people as they want. Normally, you would want to stay away from unlimited licensing rights, as it can cause all sorts of problems, none the least of which can be legally regulatory. But you may want to either sell or buy deals with limited or one-time only resale rights. You can make more money that you could otherwise use. Number five, licensing is an excellent way to create immediate upsells and or back-end sales without having to create your own products. For example, if you have a main product or service you sell and someone else owns a compatible or related product, you can license their product and sell it to your customers as an immediate upsell and or as a back-end pitch when they buy your own product. Number six, leverage to make money from an existing product without selling it yourself. Licensing is the ultimate form of leverage, defined as making additional use profits out of something you already have. See, when you have a product or service that sells already, many times you can leverage your hard work and success by letting others license your products or service from you and paying you upfront fees and or ongoing sales or profit splits. By the way, this is true. Even if you had licensed the product that came with some kind of relicensing and resale rights. Number seven, licensing can be a great way to start a business. Many people who have licensed products from others who have modified them or kept them the same and had a cash flow operating business going instantly. In fact, three of the author's licensees did over 6 million combined sales, all working out of their homes. All of them who found a hot target market and licensed one of his products to customize for that market, information products that work in one industry or target market can often be easily modified to work in another, even unrelated industry or target market. Number eight, modify existing products with changes, improvements, instead of starting from scratch, similar to the above items. But here, you may have a business already and want to sell a product to your customer and find one that's close to what you know your customers will buy. You can license it from the owner with a limited license just to your industry and target market, for example. Number nine, ride the coattails of other companies, individuals' notoriety. Let's say you have a business but want to grow faster. You see a well-known product that you are convinced would sell in your limited customer base. You could license the product from the owner and use their name to add credibility or believability. For example, let's say you sell products to dancers and there is a famous dancer who sells or dance method video series. You could license her products and then, if agreed upon, use her name and reputation to make more front end and back end sales than you would otherwise. It's just the same thing that they do on on the late night TV. That late night TV shows. So I know that even with ebooks and things like that, a lot of people are making a lot of money selling ebooks on Kindle, and they are not writing these ebooks from scratch. They are merely getting a resale value from products that are they are relicensing from other people. So now I wanted to share those pointers with you. And I encourage you to call. The number is 646-915-8166. If you have personally been benefited from any of what I have just discussed here, call me in and let's talk about something that is happening in your entrepreneurial arena. Again, the number is 646-915-8166. Soda Mix, are you an entrepreneur? Call in if you're able to do so. I know sometimes people are logging in from work. But if you're an entrepreneur, Soda Mix, I would love to hear from you. So please call in. You can type something and let me know you're hearing me. The number is 646-915-8166. And the other thing, as I found out while I took the time out to just restructure what I do, in order for us as entrepreneurs to grow, we cannot be doing things by ourselves. We must become acceptable and flexible to do things with others. I know, especially as women, a lot of time we don't trust others and we are so protective of our products or our service. But I tell you, we cannot make any progress by being solopreneurs anymore. We must partner with others. There are reputable people out there who is willing to partner with us. I want to welcome guest 379 to the show. If you're an entrepreneur, I want you to call in or type in the box. Tell me what are some things that you are doing to increase. It is our time of increase now. I know you're just logging in, but when you listen to the first hour of the show, I shared from a book I'm reading from Joel Osteen called It's a Time for Increase. So both guests 379 and Soda Mix, if you are entrepreneurs and you are doing anything to partner or collaborate with another entrepreneur or small business owner, please call in and share it. The number to do so is 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. And for those people who are just joining us, I want to go over some things that I announced at the top of the hour of the show. Here on the A New Day show, we decide that we are offering businesses and individuals opportunity to advertise and promote themselves on the show. If you are looking to be an advertiser or a partner or a sponsor, you can email for more information by sending an email or a proposal to dynamicdaphne12@att.net. Again, dynamicdaphne12@att.net. The other thing we are doing, we are accepting applications for people who are interested or who would be interested in being a co-host here alongside me on the show. It does not matter where you live. Because we are on the World Wide Web at the Blog Talk Network. But if you would be interested in co-hosting with me, send your resume to dynamicdaphne12@att.net. dynamicdaphne12@att.net. If you would be interested in being a co-host on this show. One additional requirement, you must be fluent in English, even if you live in another country. And once you send the email, you put your phone number in there so that we can, and your Skype ID as well, so that we can speak on Skype or on the phone and do an interview and give you more in-depth details of what the responsibilities of the co-host will be. So I am eagerly awaiting to get the emails. I know we have close to 100,000 listeners. So it will be interesting to see who from the listenership is interested in sitting at the microphone with me. So I'm excited about that. Your gender does not matter. Right now we are on twice a week, and our hope is to be on 7 days a week. I'll see how it rolls here. Remember, I mentioned that we are in a time of increase. As long as we begin to get the sponsors and the advertisers, we want to give them more exposure and give more shows every week. So let me hear from you if you're interested in being a co-host. We'll do the interviews via the Skype or the telephone, and we'll take it from there. I tell you, this is a place to have fun, and you never know what that opportunity will open up for you. So we have 41 minutes remaining on the air, and I want to hear from you. Have you ever partnered with anybody as an entrepreneur? Have you collaborated on any projects? How have you found it? Or are you open to doing that? And let's look at some of the advantages that we can get from collaborating with other entrepreneurs. We will get visibility to their platform and clientele, and they will get from us too. It will help to build our reputation. It will also, it's sure in some cases, It will help to bring us media attention. It helps us to build momentum in our lives, because especially if we partner with another person who is their personality is different from us. It helps us to exercise our brains, you know, during our brainstorming session. It helps us to be creative, to become creative and active. I know for me, when I get into stimulating conversation and dialogue with other people, my creative juice just begin to flow amazingly. Just flow amazingly. I also want to remind you to join me daily on the gratitude blog, the gratitude log. You can find me at http://www.gratitudelog.com/dynamicdaphne. That's a platform that we express our gratitude every day. And I look forward to meeting you there. When you join up there, let me know you are a listener from the show. And I look forward to sharing your gratitude there. Welcome, guest 397, to the show. Are you an entrepreneur, and have you partnered or collaborated with other entrepreneurs in your business? If so, I want to hear from you, and I want for you to share some of the advantages that you got from that. Are you still doing that? So call in. The number is 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. So where I was sharing some of the advantages we can get when we collaborate with others from there. And I know that one of the things for me when I work with others, it helps to build my inner strength. It helps me to be a more creative, big thinker, you know. Working with somebody else, it also gives you a sense of accomplishment, because a lot of time you are working by yourself, and unless you are someone that gathers evaluation or somebody send you an email, I want to welcome guest 402 to the show. Send an email to you. You really don't know what your performances are like, and you start to second guess yourself. But when you collaborate with others, you're getting constant feedback, because you sit down after your event and you brainstorm and you constructively evaluate the performance. You know, what you could have done differently, what you could have done better. And you do that in a respectful, honorable way for the person you collaborated with. And they do the same thing for you. And you can build your reputation on that. The one thing I have found out, and a couple times I had to point this out to people, I said, make sure that you're open and receptive to the critiquing that you'll get from the person. Because when, as entrepreneurs and even as individuals, sometimes we get too sensitive about what we are told. And we can't grow like that. Because we must know that as business people, we should be growing every day. And we all have flaws that we need to fix. So long as we hear them in a respectful way, we should accept them. And I tell you the truth, too. Sometimes they come in a non-respectful way, but you jot them down and you take them into consideration as well. So don't you dispute or dismiss any recommendations given to you about improving your performance, your product, or your services. The number to call in and share your insights is 646-915-8166. Let me hear from you. If you are an entrepreneur and a small business person and you have collaborated with anyone on any product, or if you are doing that now, we share about licensing earlier on, how you can add products to your list by licensing other people's product. It prevents us from always going back to reinvent the wheel. And earlier on, the top of the hour, of the first hour, I shared about it. It is our time for increase. Because I tell you, unless we expect this increase, we are not going to be getting any. So we have to, every day, we must be in a spirit of expectancy. They say we get what we ask for, but we also get what we expect. So let me hear from you. I tell you, what I find out that when I partner and work with others, things that I thought would be challenges that prevents me from moving forward, I know with their help, I was able to straighten it out, and that helps me to move ahead. Working with others helps us to create valuable sales tools. I know I am working on my sales and marketing ability, but when I work with others, I can learn from what they are doing. So I tell you, the other thing is that it helps you to shift your mindset in what you are doing, and you can just build and build on. Because every day we are in school, whether we are registered in a classroom or not, life is a school. Every day we go out of our homes, we are learning something new. So the other thing I encourage you as entrepreneurs to do is to see yourself in a space where you can continuously learn. You don't need to be registered in a classroom, but every day you must learn something new. Something that will enhance you as a person, and something that will enhance the business that you are running. The other thing I want to share with you as an entrepreneur, it's important to know when to step back and take some time for you. And a lot of times, if you are obedient, this will come unannounced, that you just must step back and do what you need to do. That was what happened a few weeks ago when I had to step back, take some time off, inspect, evaluate, and restructure what I am doing. And sometimes it is at an inconvenient time that this happened. However, you must be obedient. if you are serving people in whatever capacity you are doing so, and the time when you must step back to refuel, because none of us is indispensable. But unless we can step back and refuel ourselves, we are going to be burnt out. And that's what has been pushing me to engage a co-producer. Because when I have a co-producer, then you won't be left stranded. A co-host slash producer. They can be at the microphone when I am off, and the other way around too. I can be at the microphone when they are off. So this way we won't left our listenership stranded. So again, what are you doing in your business as a form of partnership or collaboration that is readily fueling your pipeline? It's bringing you new leads. It's bringing you new sales. It's bringing you publicity. It's getting you connections. What is it that you are doing? Call in and share. 646-915-8166. Don't be selfish. Share what it is that you are doing. It's interesting that a lot of people say, oh, no, I don't want to say what I'm doing. I don't want to tell anybody what I'm doing. And I tell you the truth, that is baloney. Because we cannot survive when we isolate ourselves from others. So call in and share what you're doing. I am now looking to partner with some people. I've partnered with some people in writing books. I am partnering now with George Frazier, Susan Taylor, Dr. Randall Pinkett, and I think 39 other contributing authors. That's another project I'm partnering on. I'm excited about an event that I'll be attending in November. It's the Awesomeness Fest in the Dominican Republic. And I'm praying that when I get back from that event, I'll be sharing with you some new partners that I have come up with that we can collaborate on the products. I know one of the movers and shakers at that Awesomeness Fest is Lisa Nichols. And you all know about her from The Secret. Well, she's a woman that has partnered with a lot of other women and just doing some amazing work. So I'm looking forward to that event, and I'm looking forward to sharing a lot about that event when you come back, when I come back in November. And if you are one of my listeners, and if you are going to be at that event, you know, shoot me an email so that I can hook up with you when I get there. We still have 26 minutes remaining. I want to hear from you. So the mix, call in 646-915-8166. Let's talk. Let me get to know you and know what you are about. So give me a call. And any other of my supporters that is out there who is listening, I would like to hear from you as entrepreneurs. You know, what are you doing to secure your increase in leads, increase in new clientele, increase in sales? Increase in all aspects. There are different ways. speaking engagements, contracts, everything that you are looking for an increase in, call and let us talk about it. I was speaking to a colleague of mine who has a very, very lucrative speaking business, and she's been doing this for a number of years, and she was sharing with me that she went to an event and met a prominent marketer, and the marketer shared with her that, you know, what she's doing is not going to hit it anymore. She has to kind of semi-revamp what she's doing, and she has to do things a different way because the way she's doing things, that's not attracting any more power to her and to what she's doing. And, you know, a lot of times people share with us, and we have to lovingly accept what they say to us and see how that can take our business to everybody. Sound like a cliche, the next level. So, you know, what's the next level for us? There are a lot of us that is not just looking for a next level, but we are looking to really catapult what we are doing to the heights, you know, the height in the industry. I mean, are we known in our industry? Are we just known locally? So we have to go to the drawing board and say, well, I'm looking for global repetition. I'm looking for national repetition, you know. Hey, nobody knows about me or my services. What can I do to really position myself in front of them? So there are a lot of times when we must ask the hard questions. We need to look in the mirror and ask the hard questions. And when we get those answers, share them with others and see whether they observe the same things in us, like we are seeing. You know, there are lots of great things we as entrepreneurs can do. Great things that we can do as entrepreneurs. But so long as we are staying by ourselves and we are not going out there to meet others, we are not going to get the benefits of what is out there for us. So I'm here. I've learned to be courageous. Yes, I've gotten bit a few times, but I've come to the conclusion that although I have been bit a few times, I must step out from behind the fear and reach out to others where I can become more successful. I can get the opportunity to serve a lot more people than I am serving. So I have learned the lessons from those times when I've been bit. And that's one of the reasons why I can even share with you about the licensing process and all of that. But don't be discouraged. Really and truly, don't be discouraged. I know in Jamaica, where I was born and raised, they have a saying that say once bitten, twice shy. But, you know, we have to step out from behind those former bits and just say, well, I know that this experience is going to be different. This is my time to find the right partner to collaborate with and to build my business. Because deep down inside, if we believe that we are going to find the right people, we will find the right people. But if we keep thinking everybody's going to be a sucker and everybody's out to get us, then that's the people that we are going to attract in our business. So make sure we are out there with the right thoughts. Right now, I'm looking for applications for producers slash co-hosts. And deep down within my heart of hearts, I know I will get the right person. The right person, regardless of what country they're in. The right person that will help to add value to this platform will be applying. Will be applying, and that, you know, the universe is going to help me to choose the right person for this job. So, again, if you are out there and you are a match for this show and you know that you want to be the co-producer, the producer slash co-host, send your application into dynamicdaphne12@att.net. dynamicdaphne12@att.net. It doesn't matter what country you live in. I would like for you to be fluent in English because that's the only language that I speak. So that's the only an added requirement, and there are other things. So I want to put that out there because if you are not fluent in English, I don't want you to send an application in. Yes, you can have no other languages, but I need you to be fluent in the one that I operate in. So I'm really excited about the people who will apply, and, you know, I'm looking forward to what the new addition is going to do to the show. I mentioned that we are offering slots for you to promote your business. Whether you would like to do it yourself or you want to have a voiceover expert create for you, we can have that too. I'm partnering with a voiceover expert who is going to be able to do the voiceover for your businesses. So I'm very, very excited. If you want to be a guest on the show, send me an email or inbox me right here on the radio show about your story. And then we'll set up a pre-show conversation and we'll get you here on the air. So again, it is such an honor to be back. We still have 16 minutes remaining. So it's not too late for you to call 646-915-8166. And join me on my gratitude log every day at www.gratitudelog.com/dynamicdaphne. It's this platform, it's free, and it gives you an opportunity every day to log your gratitudes. What are you grateful for? I'm very, very excited. I just started a few days ago, and it is amazing to see how appreciative people are, how grateful people are for the simple things in life. So I hope to see you up there on the log, and I just pray that you'll find it advantageous. So the number is 646-915-8166. If you have any insight you want to share, I would love to hear from you. And for those people who signed in today, I want to thank you for joining us today. I want to name some guests that start by guest 323, guest 379, guest 397, guest 402, soda mix. That you took the time to come on this broadcast this morning. I'm so thankful, and I hope that the information we have shared, you find it beneficial. And one thing, if you know anybody that you think would make a valuable co-host / producer, please ask them to send their information in so that I can have a talk with them. Because some of you have been following me ever since I got on the air, and you know what this show is about. So if you know anybody that will add value, I encourage you to encourage them to send the application in to dynamicdaphne12@att.net. dynamicdaphne12@att.net. Remember again that we are on 2 days a week. We are on here on Wednesdays at 10 to 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. We are also on Sundays at 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. On Sundays, the focus of the show is on life issues, whether you overcame adversities and whatever life situation is. Got healed from a disease, whatever. It was some struggles in your life, but you turn it around and things is just amazing and phenomenal now. That's what we do on a Sunday night. And on Wednesdays, our focus is on the education, inspiration, and empowerment of entrepreneurs and small business people. And again, we have just decided that we are going to be offering advertisement slots for your business on the radio. So send me an email at dynamicdaphne12@att.net. dynamicdaphne12@att.net. So again, it feels so good to be back. Feels great to be back. I thank all those people who have joined us this morning, and I will work on confirming some of the invitees that I have in the pipeline to join me here on the radio show. So again, send me your email. Stop, like us on Facebook. I have a new page on Facebook, Daphne Hudson, DAPHNEHUDSON, because my other book page is filled up. So I want for you to stop by my new page and add me so I can connect with you. On Twitter, I am Dynamic Daphne. I'm also on About Me. I'm on LinkedIn, Daphne Clark Hudson. I'm on Google Hangout. I am all over the place. So I invite you to reach out to me. I need followers on Twitter. I'm stuck because I think I'm following more people than are following me. So check me out on Twitter and just follow me. Again, I'm also on the gratitude log every day, where I express what I'm what I'm grateful for, along with a lot of other people from around the world. So I look forward to seeing you there, and I look forward to seeing you Sunday night. I did a great pre-show interview yesterday, speaking with a lady who is going to be on, hopefully, on Sunday night, sharing a blog about blissful childhood and caregiving. And, you know, it's an interesting conversation just to see what happened in this individual's life. And as we started the interview, she started off by saying, "I had a blissful childhood, unlike a lot of other people who had troubled childhood. My childhood was blissful." And, you know, and then the conversation went from there. So I'm excited about have her on. It was a touching pre-show conversation. And I'm just excited about her coming on. So we are going to be tuning out a little early today. It is 12:08, and we are just going to be closing out today. I'm glad to be back, and I look forward to continue serving you and this great Blog Talk platform here on the World Wide Web. And listen, if you have been limiting your increase by operating solo, I encourage you to reconsider and find the right person that you can partner or that you can collaborate with. I'm doing the very same. And as we progress each month, I will be sharing the results with you. I'll see you on Sunday night. Stay blessed and follow your destiny.
my destiny. I dare you to declare it. Tell the Lord, thank you for showing me. Hallelujah. And directing me. Speak to it. My destiny. Come on, you declare it to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I speak purpose tonight. Hallelujah. You will open that business and direct it. Hallelujah. To my destiny. I know what I'm here for. Tell the Lord, thank you. Hallelujah. For every trial that came with this place. Hallelujah. For every struggle that came with this place. I'm mighty grateful. I said I'm mighty grateful. See the breaking of day. It's destiny. That I know what I know what I know what I'm here for. Oh, yeah. Oh, for showing me to the Lord tonight and directing me. Hallelujah. To my destiny. A strong God. You may not be able to touch it right now. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Hallelujah. Can you see it? Can you feel it? Everybody, you're going into a new dimension tonight. You'll never ever see it again the same way. You'll never ever touch it again the same way. You've been called with a great call. It's a monumental call. You've been called to change